It's a pleasure to be here at Bethany. Adam's just waving to me, never saw him coming in there. He used to run past me with great speed when we used to play five-a-sides back in the day. So it's good to see all you guys here today, catch up with some old friends. Some people here I know, some people, faces I don't recognise, but it's great to be here. Thanks very much for inviting me. And I'm just going to read one verse of scripture. If you've got a Bible, feel free to turn to it. But we're going to say something very simple this afternoon. And we're going to turn to God's Word. In the New Testament, Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 13. And I've just got some very simple points concerning this verse of God's Word. Now this verse is actually used three times in the Bible. Once in the Old Testament, once in the book of Acts, and once again in the book of Romans. So all God's Word is important for us to listen to. Remember when we read the Bible that it is God's Word. It's what God wants us to hear. God's got something to say to us. And when he says something, not just once, but three times, it's triply important that we listen, because God's got something very important that he wants to say to us. So Romans chapter 10, verse 13, and this is what it says. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I just want to speak to you very briefly about this verse. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to talk to you about being saved. You know, if I was to ask you today to put up your hand if you're a Christian, I'm sure lots of people would put up their hand. Or if you were to go into the streets of Paisley and say to people, "Are you a Christian?" "Of course I'm a Christian. I've been brought up in a Christian country. I've been brought up to go along to church. I've been brought up to hear about the Bible at school. Surely I'm a Christian." And lots of people would put up their hand and say, "Yes, I'm a Christian." Maybe you're like that today. Maybe you put up your hand and say, "Yes, I'm a Christian." But you know, the Bible only uses the word Christian three times. That would astound you, because all you hear about is, "Are you a Christian?" Christian things, Christianity. But the Bible only uses the word Christian three times. If you read through the New Testament and the Old Testament, God talks about not becoming a Christian, but being saved. Being saved. And if I was to ask you, or if I was to go out into Paisley and ask people, stop on the street and say, "Have you been saved? Are you saved?" You get a lot of strange looks, because people don't understand that sort of language. Saved from what? What do I need to be saved from? I'm not in any danger. Got a house, I've got a job, I've got a family. I don't need to be saved. But the Bible says different. The Bible says you do need to be saved. So it doesn't talk about just becoming a Christian or believing in Christian things or being brought up in a Christian country or paying lip service to the Bible or thinking about the Lord Jesus. The Bible talks about being saved. And when it talks about being saved, within that verse, it's talking about if you're not saved, then you're lost. That's the converse of being saved. You're lost. And if you're still in your sin, and if you haven't come to the Lord Jesus Christ for cleansing in his precious blood, if you haven't come to a realization that you're a sinner, and that you need to be saved, the Bible says that you're lost. It's not a very popular message. People don't like to hear talk like that. People think that, you know, "Oh, I'm quite a good person. I live the best I can. I help my neighbour. I give to charity. Pretty good person. And when it comes to the end of the day, I do more good than I do bad. Surely that'll be enough to get me to heaven." Well, the message of the Bible, the message that God wants you to hear, is that you need to be saved. You're lost. You know, some time back, I caught the end of a program on TV, and it was one of these rescue programs, and it was talking about people. I think it was some place down south, maybe in Plymouth or Portsmouth or somewhere, and these people were divers, and they spent all their time and their spare time going on dives off the coast. And they'd spent thousands and thousands of pounds and all the best equipment. And one day, they went out on a dive off the coast. Lovely day. And the weather closed in. started to get rough, a storm brewed, and they found themselves in trouble. And they ended up on this rock in the middle of the sea, and the waves were crashing against this rock, and they were terrified. They were in peril of their life. They thought they were going to drown and be swept into the sea. And you know, they called out for the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard got the lifeboat into the water. Down they came. These people were clinging to the rock, clinging for their lives. And when the Coast Guard got down there and they got nearer where the rock was, because of the waves, it was difficult to get there. But they eventually got close enough to the rock, and they managed to get these people from the rock on to the boat. Didn't pay any attention to the thousands of pounds worth of equipment. They were only interested in getting saved. They were only interested in preserving their life. They realised they were in distress. They realised that they were in peril of their life, and they needed someone to save them. And when the Coast Guard came, they couldn't wait to get on that boat and to get saved. And you know, that's what the Bible's trying to tell you about your position. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. That includes me, and it includes you. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And so we're all in the same position as far as God's concerned. It doesn't matter if you've been brought up in a Christian country. It doesn't matter if you've been brought up in a Christian family, paying lip service to the Bible or coming along to church. The Bible says that every individual person has sinned before God. That means you, and that means me. And the Bible says that because of our condition before God, we're in danger. We're in terrible danger of our life. We're in terrible danger of eternal death. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. That's what we deserve. That's what's coming to those who are outside of Christ. Eternal death. And the Bible says that there's two destinations. There's heaven and there's hell. And the Bible says that if you're not saved, then you're lost. Your destination will not be heaven, but your destination will be hell. And today, if you are depending on your church attendance, or if you're depending on being brought up in a Christian country, or depending on being brought up in a Christian family, or because you come to church, or because you've been confirmed or baptized as an infant, if you're depending on that for your salvation, you're in deep trouble, because the Bible says that you need to be saved. And so I want to take this wee verse, and I've got four very, very simple points about this wee verse. But the first thing is, when you're talking about being saved, first of all, you need to realise that you're lost. You need to realise that you're in your sin. And you need to realise that the judgment of God and the condemnation of God is upon you because you've sinned and you've broken His law. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. I know some people in here, and I know quite a few of you, and I know that you're saved. I know that there's been an experience in your life when you've recognised your condition, when you've come to God in your sins and you've cried out and you've asked the Lord for forgiveness and He's saved you. But there might be one or two people here today and you've never done that. And you're trusting in yourself, you're trusting in your own righteousness, you're trusting in your good living, you're trusting in your church attendance. That's not enough. The Bible says that you need to be saved. That's not passed on as a generational thing. You don't get that from your parents or from your ancestors or from your religion. It's an individual thing. You need to come to God personally. You need to be saved personally. It's something that you need to do as an individual. Your family cannot save you. The faith of your father and your mother or your brother and your sister, that's not enough to save you. That's not enough to give you eternal life. You need to come to Christ personally. And you'll notice that if you read through the Gospels, everyone that the Lord Jesus spoke to and called, He called them personally and He called them publicly to come to Him. You remember Zacchaeus? You remember the woman who, with the issue of blood, who came to the Lord for cleansing? They came personally. They came publicly. And the Lord Jesus healed them and He saved them. And that's what you need to do today if you want to be saved. Maybe you've heard people preaching this message about salvation, but you've never actually come to that point of being saved for yourself, and you don't know how to go about it. You don't know too much about it. Well, let me just take this wee verse and quickly give you four very simple points about salvation from this verse. First of all, you'll notice it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever. Who can be saved? Bible tells you clearly here, whosoever. It's available to all. It's available to everybody. There's no racial barrier. Doesn't matter if you're Scottish, if you're English, if you're black or if you're white, whatever country you come from. The Bible says it's available to all. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. There's no gender distinction. Doesn't matter if you're intellectually clever or if you're not too bright. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's for whosoever. Remember, the Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's for the whosoever. That means it's for you and it's for me. It's not just for somebody that you look out there and think, ah, they're terrible, that person there. They've committed this crime or they've committed that crime. I'm not like them. Bible says it's for everyone. For all have sinned universally. All have sinned. To be saved, it's available to all. It's available to the whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. It's the widest possible scope. No exceptions. Whosoever, that means you, and that means me. Also, the Bible says here, for whosoever shall call. It's the simplest possible act. God's not looking for you to do something extraordinary to be saved. He's not looking for you to go and give all your money to charity. Or he's not looking for some heroic act. Bible says you have to call upon the name of the Lord. It's the simplest possible act, to call out. If you're in distress and you understand that you're in peril and you understand that you need help, the first thing that you'll do is you'll cry out. Those people who were stranded on the rock in fear of their life, they cried out for help because they knew they couldn't help themselves. They knew that there was nothing that they could do to save themselves. So they cried out and help came. If you're in that position today, if you're in your sin and you feel the conviction of sin in your life and you know that you're not right with God and you know that the condemnation of God is upon you and the judgment of God is to come, the Bible says that whoever you are, you have to call out to God. It's a simple act. Remember David in Psalm 40? He could say, I waited patiently unto the Lord and he inclined his ear unto me and he heard my cry. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, established my goings, and he put a new song in my lips, even praise to our God. David cried out to God for help, and God saved him. That's what you need to do. The simplest possible act is to cry out to God. Whoever you are, in your peril, in your danger, in your sin, call out to God for salvation. So whosoever, the widest possible scope, shall call the very simplest possible act. Call upon who? Call upon the name of the Lord. It's the highest possible name. No point in looking to the church for salvation. There's no point in looking to religion for salvation. No point in looking to yourself. You need to call out to the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the highest possible name, that's who can give you salvation. The Lord, Jesus himself. And you need to recognize who that is. You need to know who Jesus is. Not just a prophet, not just a good teacher. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God manifest in flesh. And he was born, took on a human body, just like us, apart from sin. He lived a perfect life. Never done any sin. Never thought any wrong thoughts. Never said a wrong word. Never a wrong action. Never something that he had to regret. Never something that he had to apologize for. He was perfect. He was blameless. He was pure. He was holy. He was sinless. He was the Son of God. And yet, he came into this world in order to be a substitute for sinners like you and like me. Although he was sinless, And although he deserved the very highest place in heaven, yet he humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And that's the good news of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross voluntarily, laying down his life. He shed his precious blood on the cross as an atoning sacrifice for sin. And when Jesus died on the cross, God punished him. God put the sin of the world upon him. And he poured out his wrath on his only begotten Son, that you and I could be saved. That you and I could go free. That you and I could have forgiveness for sin. Christ died for our sins. God poured out his wrath upon his own Son. And so when you're calling out upon the name of the Lord, you're calling out to the highest possible name. The Bible says that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other way to be saved than through calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can save. Not an elder, not a pastor, not a priest, not a pope, not a saint, not the Virgin Mary. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through what he did on the cross, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, that is what saves. And if you are needing to be saved, if you're in your sin and you still haven't been saved, you need to call upon the name of the Lord for salvation today. Bible tells us that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Who knows what tomorrow might bring? You might never have another opportunity. You might never have another opportunity to hear the gospel. God in his grace has given another opportunity today whereby you might call upon the name of the Lord. And if you're in this place today and God through his Holy Spirit is convicting you of your sin and of your need to be saved, maybe you've heard the gospel countless times, but you've never come in faith to call upon the name of the Lord and to have your sins dealt with and to have that forgiveness and that eternal life that is talked about in the scriptures. Whosoever, the widest possible scope, shall call the very simplest possible act upon the name of the Lord, the highest possible name, the only name that can save, shall be saved. The surest possible outcome. It doesn't say whosoever shall call upon the Lord might be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord could be saved. It says whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no doubt. There's no ifs or buts or maybes. If you come to God acknowledging your sin, acknowledging your need, acknowledging your plight, acknowledging the fact that you're under the judgment of God because of your sin, and if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved today. Right now, you have the opportunity. That's why the Lord Jesus came into the world. That's why God sent his Son into the world, in order that we might be saved through him. I wonder today, if I was asking you, I won't do it, but if I was asking you to put up your hand if you're saved, I wonder if you know you're saved. If there's been an experience in your life, if there's been a time in your life when you've come to Christ, when you've understood your position before God, you've understood that your sin is a barrier between you and God and is going to cause you eternal separation, and you've called out upon the name of the Lord for salvation. Bible says today is the day. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You might never have another opportunity. You might never hear this gospel again. If God is speaking to you this afternoon, and he's convicting you of your sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, then you make sure that you put your faith in Christ. You make sure that you come to him and that you call upon the name of the Lord for salvation. Don't leave this place with the eternal destination of your soul in jeopardy, because the Bible makes it clear there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. These aren't fairy stories. These aren't things that's been made up. The authority of the scriptures tells us quite clearly. You have an opportunity today in the grace of God, because of what Christ has done, because of his death and his resurrection and his ascension. You have an opportunity to put your faith in him, to have your sins dealt with, to have peace with God, and to secure your eternal salvation and a place in heaven through calling upon the name of the Lord. Remember this verse: for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's message for you today. Be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord. Admit your sin, admit your guilt, and come to him today for salvation. Thanks very much for listening. I hope that's been clear. I hope you've understood what I've said. If there's anything that you're not sure about, or if you're not sure about your own salvation, if you're not sure that you're saved and that God has dealt with your sin, then you make sure that you stay behind and speak to someone. Speak to someone that comes here, or speak to me, I'll be at the door. And you make sure, if God has been speaking to you, that you're clear about these things and that you've come to a decision that you want to be saved and you know who to trust, and put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus today for salvation. Let's just close in prayer. Our God and Heavenly Father, we come into your presence in the precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you thanks again for another opportunity to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the good news concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for this verse that we read in the scriptures, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we give you thanks, Lord, for the people in this assembly here who can look back to a day when they've been saved, a day when they personally put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and when he took their sin and he gave them salvation. Lord, if there's anyone here today who hasn't done that, who hasn't yet understood the gospel, who hasn't yet put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit might work in their life, that you might bring them to repentance of sin and to put their faith and to cry out to God for salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you thanks, Lord, for your grace, for another opportunity to hear your word, and we pray, Lord,